WADES. WAFU.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing? WABES.
Not bad, but I had a blast come in on the other side of the radio, and it took out. It said, hey, Sean, how are you doing? And then I got a blast came in, and I didn't hear anything else.
Just wondering, you've been working the past couple days? I haven't seen your light on here.
Oh, Bruce. Yeah, I didn't catch who it was. We've been busy, short, and there was nobody. I was the only one there yesterday, so, and I wasn't anywhere near, so I haven't had the thing camped out lately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Just hanging out here at home. Been doing a lot of things around the house.
I'll bet. Must be nice, eh? Your first full week of retirement. So, I took today off, so I'm running. But I got to run up to the shop because I left something there. So I got to go up to the shop and get my laptop, and I'm hoping that I can coordinate with somebody on my schedule. They seem to be making it very difficult. Every time I have time, they have something. They never seem to have time when I have time, so I'm hoping I can knock that out because I've got someplace I got to be at 1 o'clock. Out in the Farmington area. So, I just got a lot of running around here to do this morning.
Okay. So since you're going to the shop, I was thinking about going up to the shop and taking Rosa's dessert pan back to her. Would it be possible for me to bring that to your house and you take it up? Or are you leaving right away?
Yeah, I'm already up here at 16 in the Quinter, so I'm not going to double back now. Just get it to me, and I'll get it up there whenever, I'll be up there Monday.
Oops, I keyed once too many. I hope I didn't mess that up. Okay, that's fine. That'll be fine. I'll get it to you sometime. Thank you.
All right, well, I've got to go to 8 Mile and Grand River, and I got to be there at 1. So the GPS tells me I've got to drop down and shoot across 8, so if I've got time, I'll just swing by and grab it from you. We'll see. I'll see how my morning is going. WD8KLO. Well, we're waiting for Bruce to respond there. Go ahead, KLL.
Hey, good morning, Sean. It's Greg, WD8KLL.
Good morning.
Did you go, Bruce? Did you drop out?
No, I'm here. I'm trying to, I think we just doubled. But anyway, I'll be clear for now. Go ahead, Greg. W8BES.
Well, hold up. If I can swing by on my way out, does that work for you? Bruce, did you hear me?
Operator error, sorry about that. I pushed the wrong button on the keypad. I got the last tail end of what you said. Please repeat.
I have to run near you, and I got to be somewhere at 1. If I'm in the area sometime between now and, let's say, 12:30, can I just stop by and pick it up?
Yes, that would be fine. I'd appreciate that. W-8-B-E-S.
Okay. I don't know if it'll work out. I just, like I said, I very well might be right in your neighborhood at some point this morning. All right. Catch you in a bit. Enjoy your the rest of your first week in retirement. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, sorry if I jumped in there in between your convo. I just heard you out there and thought you guys were done, but I just thought I'd reach out and say hello, Sean, WDKLL. We spoke the other day. New AM up here in Burton. Back to you.
Oh, no, I recall. Not a problem. Bruce and I worked together for years. He retired last week, Friday, a week ago. So, we were just touching base. He doesn't get on the radio all that much, so we're going to try to change that. We'll see what we can do. Anyhow, just out running around, I got quite an itinerant this morning, and I got to get something to eat somewhere along the line. So in a perfect world, all the cards align, and I can get all that done on my schedule. So we'll see.
Yeah, you're a busy man for sure. It's good you got a day off. Hey, just a real quick question. On the All-Star front, I signed up for an account and everything, but what do I do to get a node?
I assume you mean get a node number and credentials from All-Star Link, or do you mean how do you get a node, like physically. I think you mean how do you set up a node with AllStarlink? Is that correct?
Both. Well, yeah, I'm still learning the digital side here. I bought an OpenSpot 4 Pro, and I've been playing around with that. And I've got a Yaesu, so I've got the C4FM cross-moding. But I can't get into AllStar with the OpenSpot, so I did go to AllStar and I registered and all that, but I don't know how to go about physically getting a node.
Okay, so physically, you know, I can tell you places to go buy one, but I still think that you need to set it up at AllStarlink. So I'm going to go ahead and give you those instructions. It's two parts. One is, how do I get a node assigned to me, a node number, at AllStarlink? That's question number one. And question number two is, then, what do you recommend for a node, or something like that? So part one is, at AllStarlink, so log in and set up a server. I know it sounds all big and scary, but set up a server. Just use your call sign. And everything else is pretty obvious. If you have any specific questions, you can ask. But there's not much to it. Just give it your call sign, and answer the questions about location to what degree you want to. Give it a description. You know, like if you look around at AllStarlink at the nodes that are online, you can see what other people do. I usually have call sign, and then a lot of people put call sign and frequency, in the name. But anyhow, set up a server. Then once you get a server set up, you go to the tab where you can look at your servers and you request a node for that server. And that's going to take a day or so. And they'll assign you a node. At that point, you'll go to the node tab or the drop down and you'll look at the nodes. And when you look at the node that you've been assigned, there'll be a password column, and in that password column, when you hover over it, it'll look blank, but when you hover over it, your password will appear. And that's the credentials you need to set up a node. So that's how you set it up. You know, create a server, then request and set up a node. All right, so far so good?
Yes. Yep, I'm following you. I messed around with PiStar software to get. I had a Raspberry Pi unit that I couldn't get working, so I'm following you right along here.
Okay, yeah. Once you got that, then there's a couple of things you could do. You could, at that point, you could actually, get an SD card, download AllStarlink 3, and assuming you're going to put it on a Pi. Base device, which I'm betting you will. You just get the image for the Pi appliance, you put it on there, pretty much follow the instructions. If you've done a PiStar, it's no harder than that, really. The instructions are fairly straightforward. But as far as getting a Pi, so there's several ways you can do it. The cheapest way to do it is there's this thing called a white dongle, and you can get that, a Pi, and you can set all that up. I don't generally recommend that for people because they have their issues that people battle with. If you're going in cold, one good one to look at is It's for Ham, is it, I think? I think that's his website, but it's the Sherry and the Brian, the Sherry Pies. I have a few of those, although I'll complete the thought here in a second on that. I'm selling them. But I have a few of those. They serve me well. You can buy them complete from him in the $200 range, or you can buy them as parts. You can buy the bare minimum for like $80 and you supply the Pi and put it together, which is easy, wherever your comfort level is. Everything from, the parts minus the Pi all the way up to complete and ready to go. You decide where you, how much you want to pay and what you want to do with him. So he's a pretty good place to go. The other one, hold on. The other one is Node Ventures, and he sells a product called the Clear Node. And he does everything for you. You tell him you want a Clear Node. It's the most expensive option. You tell him you want one, you give him, you send in your credentials, your node number and your password and your Wi-Fi credentials, and when it shows up at your doorstep, you pull it out of the box, you plug it in, and it's on the air. The Clear Node has a very clever front end written for it. He wrote a really nice UI that goes on your phone, and you can do everything really, really slick and easy on your phone to control it. It also allows you to do the digital modes using an analog radio. All modes can do that when set up appropriately with the appropriate software, but not with the front end that this guy's created. And I got to admit, I've done it myself on two nodes, and it's really clutchy and goofy, and, I bought myself a Clear Node a while back. Honestly, God, it's the only one I use anymore. Love that thing. But, you know, you got to pay the price. He's about $300. You pay a $100 premium for that privilege. So that's what I'd say, that Kits for Hams and the Sherry pie hat, whatever. All right, did I time out or something?
Yeah, I lost you there. You were talking about the Clear Node, and I responded and said that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, I didn't go. I don't think I went much farther past that, but basically what I said is I've got a Clear Node. Now that I got one of those, that's all I use. I'm selling my Sherrys. But they're expensive, right? But if you pay the extra money, I think you get a really, really nice product. That's what I recommend now, either a Sherry in whatever level you're comfortable with, from parts to complete, or make the jump to the Clear Node. That's kind of what I recommend. There are a lot of other ways you can do it, build your own, stuff like that, but, that's later, more advanced. If you want to do that, then you probably wouldn't be asking me, what I should do. There's just a thousand ways you can go if you want to build your own. And you can save some money doing that. Not a terrible amount, but you can save some money doing that, that's for sure.
Holy hell, take a breath. Are we on
160
meters here?
You bag it,
FF. If I could stun a radio, I was about ready to stun yours. Holy hell.
This is better.
Mind your own business.
You're running out of my electric bill.
I pride myself in it.
This is better than Ian's.
You go in the corner and you be nice, you salty sucker, you. W8FU. Anyhow, Greg, go ahead.
I was saying this is better than Hamvention. I was on the YouTube forums there listening to a couple things this morning, but I got more out of this convo than I have listening all morning.
Well, as Fred aptly pointed out, I got a lot into it.
Well, I recognize the voice over there, Fred.
Oh, God help you.
Yeah, he doesn't like me.
Well, Fred don't like anyone, so.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, he's a good guy. Smart.
There's my 2 cents plus a little bit extra. So, whatever you decide, you'll be golden.
So the source to get the Clear Node is Node Venture?
Yeah, Node Ventures, I think is the name of it. But you just type Clear Node, you'll get there.
All right, John. I appreciate the info, for sure.
don't think I'm going to work on it anymore today, so I'm taking a break.
Amen, brother.
I've had about as much of that Quantar as I can take for the day. I've got to, I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve, but I'm just going to put it on. I wanted to get it up Saturday. Unless I go in tomorrow to work on it, that ain't happening. Let me switch to the UMP. Well, speaking of nodes, I got somebody who wants me to help him with one, and he's not answering me, so he can pound sand, and I'm going to go about my business. Where's breakfast? Where's coffee? Don!
Paul.
Huh? W8FU. Yeah, this is at T-Mobile. WDAKLL. Yo!
What's up?
Just out and about, man. Gotta run the Aiken Grand River. Sounding really poopy.
How about Richmond? Any better?
Yeah, lots better.
23 in the Great Gratiot.
Was that mobile?
Yeah. I gotta check my antenna. I should be doing better both ways with that. One of them gets water underneath it. I left the car all last night, so I'm willing to bet you it's probably wet under there. Gotta fix that. Put
put it on my to-do list. Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll see how far I hold. I'm on 8 Mile Road, coming up on Livernois. You got to run all the way to Grand River, so I wonder how far I'll be able to hold it. Yeah, I talked to my buddy about an hour ago, and ACOM and all that other stuff is still down. So I find that I don't think it's ACOM that's down. It must be their towers that are down. Yeah. So I'll find out what the rest of it is. And not happy. They're getting dispatched by phone calls. So they had a structure this morning, a phone call. So I thought, oh boy. Then they had another town over, next one over that needed some help. And same thing. Called them up and says, hey, can you come here and help us? So it'll be interesting to see what the final is on that, but I'm sure you'll probably, I'll get it second and third hand. You'll probably get it, the accurate stuff. But anyways, I just thought, wow, And we always think aren't relating this to hams. Hams aren't, as sourceful as they once were, but in this case, they could use a bunch of them, So is what it is. But other than that, we got lucky last night. I guess the it tinkered out by the time it got to Oakland County. So we were good. Yeah, it didn't seem like much got to us. I know at one point I had the window open and I heard sirens coming out of Oakland. I guess they had a tornado. I don't know if it was in Oakland or if it was over in Livingston, but they had the sirens going in Oakland for a bit, about midnight. And I got up and I went and checked what was going on, and then I went and laid back down, and I don't remember a darn thing. Yeah, my daughter lives in Eaton Rapids. She's a pretty brave kid. And she said she went to the basement for the first time in a long time. So I guess it got pretty exciting over that way. Oh, yeah. Well, PJ said they were all in the basement out there in Hudsonville. So pretty bad out there. Yes, sir. Exactly. So other than that, nothing else to... really remarkable. We lucked out. They said we've got a slight rip tonight, but it isn't as much as it was yesterday, so I think that's a good thing. And I'm heading to the office to go see my doctor to get some of my prescriptions refilled today, and what was supposed to be a nice short in-and-off visit. By the time he gets done with all the rigmarole, oh, you gotta go over here and get a blood test, oh, you gotta go over here and do this, oh, you gotta have everything. So it took an hour and a half. And I figured it was going to take 15-minute stops. So, welcome to the new world of medicine. Did you run out of rope?
Oh, no, just traffic's, with 696 being closed down, 8 miles become a main thoroughfare and just dealing with traffic. Tell you what, 8 mile looks a little different than... I've been up and down it a few times recently, but I always notice how different it is.
There's something that's hitting the repeater. A lot of static. Lots of static. Lasts about 3-4 seconds. I don't know if you're hearing it back your way or not, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I can hear it in my speaker, and it's totally blanking out your conversation.
Yep, I'm hearing it here too. I'd have to get on the dashboard and see one of the repeaters is getting blasted with some intermod. Have to see which one.
good. All right. I'm pulling down the runway here to work, so I shall chat with you a little bit later. Drive safe, be safe, and for God's sake, do something fun on a nice day like today.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. Catch you later. W8FU.
It looks like I am going to get that WATD. I did pay for it this time, so I made sure that there was no chance. 100% prediction, and I did make sure it was paid.
You went with that one as opposed to the other?
Yeah, I didn't want everybody making fun of me because it was so close to yours.
Well, I don't know, BT might get you some hot guys.
Yeah, you know what I noticed about those two letters? I got the pun. The next generation has no idea what those two letters mean.
Well, that could be. All right. W8TV from W8FU.
I would have really preferred that 10X8X. That would have been cool, but that was all my fault. Or the greedy FCC's fault. Either way, we know how it happened. All right, take care. I'm in the parking lot. N8KPP still.
WD8KLL. W8FU. WD8KLL. Okay. WD8KLL from WFU. Had traffic to deal with.
How you doing, Sean? You're down in the traffic, huh?
Yeah, they got one of the major east-west connectors here out, so you know, you gotta take an alternate route. Of course, so does everybody else, so I had to rip 8 mile, and then I figured since I did that, I was gonna stop at a famous little market, deli market, and so I'm down here in Ferndale, and what is up with this guy though, 22 miles an hour, that's today, come on, anyhow, dealing with the traffic down here, it's congested to say the least, and a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, I don't miss that, I was in industrial sales for 20 years. I worked for Bosch, and I'm an account manager, and I traveled all over the place down in Detroit and Kokomo, Indiana, and all over the place. But, yeah, I don't miss dealing with that stuff anymore.
Wasn't bad. It's just I was in downtown Ferndale, and it's very narrow. There's a lot of people, you know, and you just gotta kind of white-knuckle your way through there and try not to run anybody over.
The first lady here wants to know if Como's Pizzeria is still down there.
don't know if it's in its existing or its original configuration. They've been closed a few times and reopened, and I think it's still there right on the corner. But it might be under different management or something. I've only been there once, I think, and I can't recall what it was like. So I don't know much about it, but I believe it's still there right on the corner of 9 and Woodward.
Yeah, my better half's from down that way, and she said back in the day it used to be really good.
Yeah, it's still popular, from what I can tell. It's just not quite my neighborhood. I'm a little bit out of that, and when I am out in this area, which I'm frequently, generally we're doing something else, so just hasn't been one of the things we've done, but I imagine if you lived down that way, you'd have to have been there at least a few times. Do you remember Louise?
She's looking at me dumbfounded. Where's that at, Sean?
Louise is on DeQuinner Road, north of 9. Well, anyhow, Louise is another iconic place in the area. It's a little bit more over my neck of the woods, and, you know, we would have been going there. You know, but there's a bunch of them down this way, Buddy's, Shields, Cloverleaf, you know, they're all in that whole square pan pizza joints that popped out of the area in the 50s. Louise is one of the, is a one of. I don't know of any other locations besides the one. And, quite good. Just a little different than all the rest.
Hi, Sean. This is Jennifer, Greg's better half. I just wanted to know, because I grew up in that area and I haven't been back there in so long, so I just wondered if all those good places were still around. By chance, did you ever hear of Pasquale's Pizza on Woodward Avenue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew the Berkowskis that owned it. That's gone, I believe. If it's the one, you know, thinking, that name could be common. So whereabouts were you when you were down here? I was in Warren, so... you know, getting over this way was not as regular, but whereabouts were you?
I grew up in Huntington Woods, so Woodward Avenue was a lot of the places we would, you know, dine with my mom and dad, and Pasquale's was always my dad's favorite. We'd always go there for a pizza and a pasta salad. And unfortunately, it is out of business now, because I actually wanted to take Greg there when we first started dating. But, yeah, it's sad to see those places go, you know?
Oh, yeah, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. So around Huntington Woods, yeah, so you might remember the Onion Roll Deli. And that was right there on, was that 10 in Woodward? Yeah, I think it was 10. That's gone. That's something else now. How about Ernie's Market? You remember Ernie's Market? Now, that's a little further down. That's down in Ferndale / Oak Park.
My dad actually used to go to the Onion Roll Deli at least twice a week, and I believe it was 11 in Woodward. And I don't remember Bernie's. I remember Sam's Market at 11 and... I think it's Woodward. Was 11 Woodward? I think so.
Yeah, I used to go to the Onion Roll Deli a lot. Yeah, you're right, 11. And why would I do that? Anyhow, there were a lot of good times there. That one's closed. I don't know if you remember Arthur Penhallow, the famous disc jockey from WRAF, but his in-laws rent work there, and he used to be in there every now and again. But, yeah, Ernie's Market. I'm on my way home from there right now. It's a little legendary place, little tiny market. Now it's mostly just a sandwich shop with, you know, extras and stuff like that. Very cool. I haven't been there in a long time, but I was in the neighborhood, so why is this, like, keep trying to turn me? I'm running ways here, and I'm not liking it.
Now we're getting hungry talking about all this good food. This is my first time talking on the radio, by the way.
Well, you're a natural. You don't struggle with it, and you're doing quite well. So Greg does quite well as well. So you know, some people struggle. It's just, I say, just talk normal, man. Just normal, just you know, it's just half duplex. That's all. You can't hear the other person talk and say, uh-huh. But very good. All right, well, I'm glad to have been your first.
Thank you. It was nice chatting with you, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, you take care. Anytime, jump on in. And at this point, it would be customary to say W8FU.
All right, John, thanks for the convo. She was loving it. She's listening to me talking that, and listen to you and Jack and that, but she was all tickled to get on here, so appreciate it. WDAKLL will be clear.
Well, I'm not kidding. She's kind of got a knack for it. You know, it's you can tell she's comfortable with it. So I think she'd do quite well if she wanted to get her ticket and explore all the cool things there are to do. You know, that's the thing about the hobby is there's so much to do, really there is. I think there's more hams than ever right now, but you don't hear them on the repeaters like you once did because there's just so much out there. And so, very good. Anytime, we'll let you go. I'm almost home myself here. I don't know why this navigation was trying to take me on back roads. There hasn't been one roadblock or anything I had to get around here in my whole trip, and it kept trying to take me back roads to get home. All right, we'll cut you loose. After yours, W8FU.
All right, John, drive safe. 73's WDAKLL will be clear.
W3 LNS W4 XED.
W4 XED, this is W3 LNS.
All right, I just left work a little bit ago, probably home about maybe 12 minutes or so.
Okay, can you hear me okay? I'm in the kitchen making sloppy joes.
Surprisingly, yeah, slightly scratchy, but otherwise okay.
Well, it looks like all your antennas survived the storm.
That's good to know. It's like 4 years now they've been up. That's pretty good.
Okay, I'll see you when you get home. 88. And I'll talk to you later. W4XED, this is W3LNS, signing out.
All right, 88, W4XED, listening.
WNSC Mobile. DDF. The link system down at the down in Dayton.
Yeah, I'm on my personal all center node. Yeah, they just turned it on and I heard you.
Well, what good timing. Is it sunny and hot down there like it is up here?
It is, and it's getting a little, well, it's getting a little overcast and it's very windy. It's supposed to get really windy tonight.
Repeater listening world here. Tell us about our new repeater if you feel so inclined.
Well, I don't know that much about it yet, except it does work. I powered it up, was able to key it up and get some power out of it. It's not putting out the power, I think, but I think it's probably turned down in software, so I got to figure out how to do that. It's getting about 65 watts out, but sure, it can go higher.
Nice, nice. But you've plugged it in, got it on an antenna on. So do you, are we going to use the same cans that we have and obviously the same controller, right?
Yeah, everything will be the same, except that I got to figure out how to interface it. I got to talk to Sean a little more about that. But, I've heard of, you know, there's all kinds of different ways. So, it's funny, I saw another Kenwood repeater just like ours. You know, same configuration, everything. You know, and somebody was selling down there. Except they said their amplifier worked.
Yeah, well, theirs did, but we've
You're talking about the Kenwood that we had in before, I assume, correct?
Yeah. And they're also guys selling a bunch of just amplifiers that I could have just tried again and done that, you know, put that in. And that was my second option if I couldn't find a good Motorola. I was thinking I'd buy one of those and swap the amp out of that, you know. So that was a secondary option. And if the guy drops his price enough, well, then maybe you get it anyways just to have it as a backup, you know. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, that would be great. It looked like the thing had big old heat sinks on it. For a 100-watt amplifier, it's it seemed to be rather beefy.
It is. It's very heavy. It weighs about 40 pounds.
All right. Well, Dave in West Bloomfield, Phil live from Dayton. So how about a Dayton update? What's going on down there?
It's the usual, traffic jams, getting in and out, but, you know, a lot of good stuff on the outside. I saw Ralph. He came by and sat for a bit.
Nice. Yeah, he had a little cold, I know, for a while, but I expected that he was going to be better and make it down there, and he did. So that's good. Well, good. I don't know if I'm going to make it down or not. Have to look at the weather. If the weather cooperates, I am not going to Charlevoix because it's going to be cold and cloudy up there. So if the weather cooperates, I probably will jump in 5510 Victor and come on down. Let's have to see what it looks like when I get up tomorrow morning.
Okay. It's supposed to be very windy. That's the only thing. Let me see here. Let's take a quick look at what the latest forecast is. Let's see. Xenia weather. Okay. It's supposed to be tomorrow 68. Oh, it's not going to be as hot. Wow, 68. But windy.
Well, I'll take a look at it. That isn't always necessarily bad. Usually great bumps, and just kind of depends on what direction it's blowing in and at that airport and what it's like up here and how uncomfortable it might be. But I'd love to get down, so if it looks good, I'll come down and hang out for a little bit, at least for part of the day, so. And keep an eye on things and see how it goes. But congratulations on the repeater. That's good news. And what are you going to do not having to swap out the repeater every month? You're going to be bored to death looking for things to do.
Yeah, it's going to be partly cloudy, very low chance of precipitation. Winds from the west-southwest at 21 miles per hour, up to 21. So they were talking about possibly 70 mile an hour winds overnight, but that seems to have changed, or somebody was exaggerating.
No, that makes sense. We had a pretty good frontal line go through Michigan last night. We actually had tornado warnings in West Bloomfield and extended over to Troy along with a bunch of other spots. We had a really quite significant line come through, I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, lots of wind, lots of lightning, and I don't think we had any touchdowns. I've had time to check the news out today, but lots of rotation, certainly enough to have the National Weather Service issue some tornado warnings. So my guess is that that's what they were forecasting, that line either is broken up or is it already came through your part of the world. So that's good news. Yeah, the 20 miles an hour is no big deal. So we'll just have to take a look at it in the morning and make a decision then. I'll let you know.
Now, would you fly into Dayton International?
I'd have to study it and see who's closest. Not necessarily. I would prefer to fly into a smaller airport if possible, but I think that is what we call a Class Charlie airport, and that's one down from Bravos that are like Metro, Cleveland, and the bigger cities. So I could. It's theoretically possible. I fly into Lansing, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo. They're all Charlies. So I'll take a look at it and have to plan it out. I just haven't really done any flight planning for it yet, but we'll figure it out and then have to figure out ground transportation.
Okay, there is a Greene County Regional Airport. Let me see where that is compared to the fairgrounds. Let's see. Hold on. Let me look that up. I'm just wondering how you get from there to the fairgrounds. I don't know if the probably Uber, I guess. Green, okay, hold on. Greene County Airport. Airport. Greene County Airport. Oh, let's see where that is compared to the fairgrounds. Hold on.
Yeah, it's usually Uber. Sometimes the Air Force have a courtesy car you can steal for 2-3 hours. That might be enough. I'm sure there's a way to make it happen. Hopefully it's close. If not, I'm sure there's something else around there. There's a lot of airports right around there.
Yeah, well, it is Greene County. That's where we're in, so there's airports in the county. That's probably the closest.
All right, well, good. Well, I was pretty surprised to hear you. I just kind of jumped in here for a minute. Kind of surprised to hear you on the radio, but that's nice. See anybody else down there or any other friends in Detroit that you think?
See some of the usuals. Oh, wow, that's actually, that's between where I'm staying and the fairgrounds. Okay. That's a great spot to go into.
How early are you heading to the event?
It's only about a couple miles from the fairgrounds.
I'll take that. All right, well, I will look at that as soon as I stop here, and then we'll put the plans in place. If the weather's good enough, I'll shoot down. It'll be fun to see what you got there, and I'm sure I can find lots of interesting things to do at Dayton. Probably spend some money. So, all right, well, I think I'm going to... Okay, 73, get out of your way. Are you keeping a radio on down there?
Yeah, we got a frequency that the guys have a little repeater on. I'll text that to you.
All right, I'm sure I can find you. So, well, good. Well, I'm glad to check in, and I'll either call you or maybe I'll call you here if I'm running around, and I'll let you know what the plan is. So, well, that was a pleasant surprise, Phil. I guess 73. Take care. Don't spend too much money. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night. All right, take care.
All right, sounds good. I don't know. Do you even have a handle? I don't know if you did or not. So, all right. Sounds good. Catch you later. ABAPR.
Yeah, thank you. KFA, yeah, I heard you, Jack, but you must be on your handheld.
I'm on the handheld. Is that Phil?
No, this is KF8EDU.
Okay, I thought it was Phil. Because that repeater by his house is a good repeater. It's a hell of a repeater.
You hear me okay, Jack?
I do hear you. What is your location? I'm over here, Rochester Hills.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just, I heard your call sign. You might, I think you know me from the Saginaw DMRS repeater. I'm 817, WSID 817.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I know you. Anyhow, how you doing today?
Yep, I'm doing pretty good. Just wanted to give you a call out since I recognized you. I want, you know, have a good day and all. Have a good evening and I'll let you go. KF8EDQ closing on your neck.
Have a good day. KF8EDQ, KF8PRC.
Sounding good, Jack. WD8KLL.
Yep.
Not quite making a repeater there, Jack.
KFEPT, where about are you?
W8FU.
Man, how'd you lose that lottery?
Just got my license last week.
I'm kidding. Anyhow, it's WAEAT out here. Eric, you probably know him. I remember hearing your call out here. I remember thinking then how crazy is that. But refresh my memory. Where are you? I think I'm not going to guess. I'm down here on the Warren repeater, and I'm currently in Madison Heights just west of Warren, so I'm kind of in its footprint.
I'm sitting here on the Burt, Michigan repeater. I have not actually broadcasted before, so this is the first transmission here.
Really? Okay. I thought, sure, I heard, because I remember thinking somebody got the same suffix as Eric. I don't know if you know our Eric, WAEAP. He's also, he was on the GMRS for a bit. I don't know how much he does that anymore. But, welcome. And, Bert, that's Paul's machine up there. Very good. Like you said, the audio is a little bit light, and I'm in the car, so that's not helping. But no problem. Clear.
Probably has a lot to do with I'm using a UV5R from Baobang.
You never know. I'm not a big fan, so I don't have much. Don't get me wrong. I've got a few. They all have very specific roles, which aren't main radios or anything like that. So I don't know much about them. I've heard a lot of people talk about that one, but I don't know. I don't know why. Is it just, good bang for the buck? Is it cheap? I don't know. All the above, I don't know.
I think it's a good bang for the buck, especially when you can get it on a repeater with a good antenna.
There you go, Baofang, making radio accessible to the masses. So let's just hope that they don't do something like they did in Israel and implant detonators in them so that when they go to call in their chips and we can't pay, they can start war.
I'm rolling on the floor on that one, I do plan to get a better radio. This was just to get on the air.
Hey, that's fine. But, choose wisely. Pick something nice and, pride of ownership. You like it. But, yeah, you're on the air, so that's what counts, eh? All right, well, like I said, welcome. My name is Sean, and you'll hear me out here from time to time, but I am pulling in the driveway with Mama's food and want to get it into her so she's not mean to me. So after yours, I'm going to clear W8FU.
All right. Have a good night. KF8EAP.
KA8AQW testing.